Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. So on today's show, again, a returning guest. And you know, I ask these individuals to rejoin the show or come back because they just provide awesome information and they are just such big advocates. For example, our topic this month is Parkinson's Awareness Month for April, and my guest is Jean Dwoie. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good, and how are you?
Good.
And you are our PPS coordinator at Wayne Memorial Inpatient Rehab, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. And that is complicated. You just make sure all the documentation is correct. I know that sounds simple, but it is so important that what we do here at Wayne Memorial Inpatient Rehab is documented correctly, correct?
Yes.
Because we do an awesome job.
Yes, we do.
Right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, maybe we could take a couple of minutes to talk about our inpatient rehab unit here.
I've worked at the hospital since 1989, and I've been working on the inpatient rehab center since it's opened in 2006, and I'm still here.
Yes, and you do a great job, and you love your job, right?
Yes, I do.
Right, right. And our inpatient, Wayne Memorial Inpatient Rehab Unit, it used to be known as Good Shepherd, that many people may relate to, but we provide an inpatient rehab for individuals that may have had a stroke, right, or a broken hip or something like that?
Stroke, traumatic brain injury, back surgery, if they become debilitated, they can be a patient on our unit, depending on the evaluation.
Correct, correct. And it is intense, you know, therapies. Like last week we did a show on occupational therapy, but there's physical therapy, there's speech therapy, correct?
Yes, there is. Right. They're required to do 3 hours of therapy per day, mm-hmm, within the Medicare guidelines.
Right, right. And the goal is to get them well enough that hopefully they can go home, right?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's our goal here. So let's go back to what Awareness Month it is. It's April, and it's Parkinson's Awareness Month, correct?
Yes, it is.
And you are really involved, which we will talk about, our Parkinson's support group.
Yes.
Right? You basically started it here at Wayne Memorial, correct?
Yes, I started it with two other workers at the time, and mm-hmm, we opened the group in 2014, and we're still running strong.
Yes, you are. You are. So, you know, for, you know, individuals out there, you hear, you know, about Parkinson's disease. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about it? What is it exactly?
It's a progressive disease of the nervous system. And it impacts your movement. It stiffens your joints. You might notice some symptoms of hand tremors, arm tremors. Your speech might be very soft spoken. And a shuffling gait is another symptom of Parkinson's.
Okay. But, you know, if someone may be listening and may be experiencing some of the symptoms, who would they go to? Would they check with their primary care doctor first?
They would definitely go to their primary care doctor, and then hopefully the primary care doctor will connect them with a neurologist or a movement disorder specialist.
Okay, because they deal with, again, the brain, and that is that where Parkinson's kind of stems from, is brain activity or the electrical currents in the brain, should I say?
You could say that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we were just talking before the show about some of the individuals in your Parkinson's group, but some of the treatment that is relatively new but may be available for people with Parkinson's. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we have had members recently have the deep brain stimulation, and one of our members just recently had his done down in Philly, and he is doing remarkably well. Said he wished he got it years ago, mm-hmm, and it's a very interesting topic to listen to, and we have a support system, Carl, with Abbott, that really helps our members of the group mm-hmm. with this new journey with the deep brain stimulation.
Right. So, like, if someone is out there, again, listening, we hope that we know there are people that are listening, and you know somebody with Parkinson's that may not come to the group, but is interested in learning more about this treatment, this deep brain stimulation, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They can come to your group, right? Because
yes.
that individual from Abbott comes and talks about it too. And plus, they can meet members in your group that have had this procedure done.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. And it is, you know, I don't know much about it, but we were talking a little bit about it, that there is some involvement with some kind of device that's implanted into the brain or the head area, right?
Yes, it is.
And so they can monitor it, and they're closely monitored by physicians?
By physicians and the surgeon who places the device in the brain. And one of the things that they use is the cell phone. There will be an app on the person's cell phone, and that's how they can make sure that everything is working well with the device.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing with technology nowadays and how, you know, everything could really be monitored by a smartphone?
Because when we first started the group, when this topic came up, everybody was against it. And now we have 7 of our members who have gone through this and have had good results from it.
Right, right. And again, you know, and this is not something that may be for everyone. You know, it takes a lot of time. It's not like you go to your physician and next day you're going to have this procedure done. It's a lengthy process. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of evaluation that needs to be involved with these individuals that are interested in that. But if they're not, there are other treatments available, correct, for
yes.
people with Parkinson's. Can you talk a little bit about those programs?
So physical and occupational therapy, and of course speech therapy. A lot of the outpatient services provides the Big and Loud program. The big program is physical therapy, exercise, and the Loud program is speech, and they do different exercises to help you talk louder and
yep.
different techniques mm-hmm. to help get the speech so you can get louder with your speech. Another thing in Honesdale that has happened since COVID is the Rocksteady boxing program, which Susie at Cavage does a wonderful job with that, because we didn't have that in the area, and she her dad had his doings and wanting to open this up to help the Parkinson's community with their exercise.
Right. I've heard, you know, very positive results for individuals who do that Rocksteady boxing, and how it really is, you know, evidence-based, meaning that there's research that's been done that this form of exercise, or it is exercise plus like physical therapy, is very beneficial for people with Parkinson's disease.
Yes, it is. And they adjust it to your capabilities. You're just not going to go in and start boxing. They're going to base it on how well you're doing and if there are adjustments that need to be made.
Right, right. So every level. Basically, mm-hmm. we're talking about anyone at any level with Parkinson's can join this group and, you know, really reap the benefits of it.
Exactly.
Okay, wonderful. What about, you know, do we know if there's any causes or risk factors related to Parkinson's?
I know we're very involved with the Michael J. Fox Foundation, and a lot of research is being done, but everybody's seen on social media, the internet, that they are researching about the chemicals, like the TCE chemical in Roundup has caused Parkinson's.
Okay.
So there is research out there,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm. right.
it's still unknown.
Right, exactly. But the most important thing is if someone thinks they're not doing well and feeling symptoms, that go to the doctors and get it checked out.
Exactly.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know if there's any, and again, I'm not sure if you know, is there any hereditary factor, or we're not sure yet about that, right?
We're not sure, but the Michael J. Fox Foundation does trials,
mm-hmm.
so anyone can sign up for those trials, and they do the genetic
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. trials on that also.
Right. So, you know, before we kind of switch over to what May's going to be, I know we're not in May yet. Is there a phone number that they can call you at in case if they want more information on the Parkinson's support group?
Yes, it's 570-253-8395.
And that is her direct line. So if she's not there, make sure you leave her a message.
Yes.
Because she will call you back. And you might have mentioned it, can you repeat when the Parkinson group meets?
It's the first Thursday of the month, and we meet at 4:30 p.m. And we also provide Zoom meetings also, because a lot of people are unable to drive or mm-hmm. make our meetings, so we make it Zoom also.
Oh, perfect, perfect. And the meeting is here at my more inpatient rehab unit, correct?
Yep, third floor.
Via Zoom, sitting on your couch with a nice cup of coffee or tea, right?
There you go.
So, okay. Well, great information about that group. We still have about 5 minutes left. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about May. I know we're jumping ahead. I don't want to push. You know, we're not done with April yet. We're only halfway there. But May is Stroke Awareness Month. And what I would like to, you know, ask you about is you also run the support group here at Wayne Memorial, right?
Yes, I do.
So talk us a little bit about that. When does that meet?
The stroke group meets the second Thursday of the month at 4:30 p.m., and Zoom is also available, but our stroke members really like to meet in person,
mm-hmm.
and they're a good crew.
They really are. They, you know, we featured them last year.
Yeah.
For May, for Stroke Awareness Month, correct?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and you can't really see. Janine has a big smile on her face because she's so proud of all the individuals that participate in both groups, the Parkinson's as well as the stroke, because they're very active in the community and they want to try and get the word out there.
Yes, they do.
Right? So what your group is doing this year is, you know, we know May is also Heart Awareness Month. There's many awareness months out there, as we know, but your group, because stroke and heart are really related, correct? Mm-hmm. You know, the American Heart Association also promotes stroke awareness and prevention of heart disease, as well as high blood pressure and stroke. But one thing your group is going to do this year is participate in the American Heart Walk, correct?
Yes, they are.
So can you tell us a little bit about that?
They are going to do the first lap of the walk. Some of them might run from base to base. Others might do the full walk. It's whatever they're capable of doing. And I know two of our members last year walked the Parkinson's walk, and they did the full 3 mile.
Wow.
And they did amazing.
Right. And that's the thing, is they are so motivated.
Yes.
To continue to improve their own health, to show others how people who've had a stroke or who have Parkinson's really survive these conditions and do really well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, yeah. Yes. So, Wayne Memorial Hospital, we're going to have a team. We're going to have a team for the American Heart Walk on May 20th at PNC Field. But we're also going to have a big support from our stroke group, our stroke support group, correct?
Absolutely.
So can you kind of, do you have any more kind of information you'd like to share with our listeners today?
So the stroke group is not only opened for stroke members and survivors, it's also anyone who has suffered a traumatic brain injury or any injury to the brain. They're welcome to come to our group and just listen. Both our groups provide speakers that come, or they just learn from each other. And a lot of the stroke members like to do the meetings because they're very social with people that are going through similar situations like what they are going through.
Right. So it's not just individuals who have just had a stroke, but individuals who've had them in the past, mm-hmm. recovered, living their life, but can be support for someone who may be newly diagnosed or gone through that, right?
Absolutely.
And then the family members, too. That's a big part of that you just talked about.
They do. They really, the family members also need the encouragement and the support, because they're going through a lot at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the Parkinson's group also has a caregivers support group meeting that meets also. But
They kind of do that on their own?
They do that on their own. Okay, I have nothing to do with that.
Right,
That's also good for the caregivers.
Right, right. And I know, you know, kind of promote all resources out there. I know Wayne County Aging has a caregiver support group, and they meet mm-hmm. in the afternoon also for individuals. So sometimes maybe a night meeting, or maybe they're the Parkinson, that separate group may meet during the day. But again, we can get some information if you need that, correct?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Well, Janine, you know, 15 minutes does go fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. Again, this is Carol Kinnear. If you have any questions on today's show, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you and have a great day.